The 2020 census is at the center of a legal battle. The Trump administration wants to include a question on it about whether the resident answering the census is a U.S. citizen. Opponents say that's unconstitutional, and they want Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross to answer questions about it under oath. Internal documents show that Secretary Ross pushed for the question, even though he told Congress that the Justice Department had asked for it. The White House wants to stop Ross from having to testify. Today, a panel of judges are reviewing that request. NPR national correspondent Hansi Lo Wang is following this story. He joins us now. Hi, Hansi.
Hi, Lisa.
You have, I know, read thousands of government documents about this. What did you learn from them about how the citizenship question came about in the first place?
Well, these documents were released as part of the lawsuits over the citizenship question. And a really key document is an internal memo written by Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, who, as the Commerce Secretary, oversees the Census Bureau and the 2020 Census. And in it, he says that he initially thought about adding a citizenship question to the 2020 census as soon as shortly after the Senate confirmed him as the Commerce Secretary. So this would be late February of 2017. And then over those months, he worked with his staff at the Commerce Secretary to find a way to get this question, a citizenship question, onto the census. And this is a question that asks, is this person a citizen of the United States? It's a topic that the Census Bureau has not asked all U.S. households since the 1950 census, although there's been a citizenship question on a smaller Census Bureau survey that's now known as the American Community Survey.
What reasons, then, does the administration give for why it doesn't want Secretary Ross to testify about it? At least what's it saying about its reasons?
Well, the Justice Department, which is representing Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross and the Trump administration in these lawsuits, their attorneys are saying that the judges should decide these lawsuits based on the documents, these internal documents that have been released as part of the lawsuits, and not on depositions, questioning of Wilbur Ross and trying to get into his intent, his mindset. But that's exactly what the plaintiffs in these lawsuits, you know, dozens of states, cities, and other groups that want this question removed, they say they really want to better understand exactly why Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross wanted to add this question, because the Trump administration has said they wanted to add it because of the Voting Rights Act. They wanted responses from a citizenship question to better enforce Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act, which has protections against discrimination of racial and language minorities, essentially to make sure those groups have the right to vote. The federal government has relied on another kind of citizenship data from the American Community Survey. The Trump administration says that data is not enough. It's not accurate enough. And it needs it on the decennial, the 2020 census. Plaintiffs are very skeptical of that. And they're concerned that there are other motives here involved. One of the internal memos or one of the emails released as part of the lawsuits include communication between Kris Kobach, the current Republican gubernatorial candidate, as well as a former vice chair of President Trump's now defunct Commission on Voter Fraud. He wrote to Wilbur Ross, trying to lobby Wilbur Ross to add a citizenship question. And his concern was that undocumented, unauthorized immigrants are counted in census numbers used to divide up the congressional seats among the states after the census.
All of this comes at a really pivotal time for the Census Bureau itself. The Senate has not yet confirmed President Trump's new appointee to lead the agency. The 2020 census is going to be the first to be conducted in part online. So with all of that going on, how prepared is the Census Bureau for what is a massive undertaking?
Well, the Census Bureau is really anxious to find out exactly, will this citizenship question that Wilbur Ross added, will it stay or will it go? And we probably won't find out until a few months. And that's really pushing up against a deadline that the Census Bureau is facing of what to exactly print on the forms. This will be the first online census, but paper will play an important part for a lot of households that may not be comfortable or don't have access to the internet. And so they will need paper. And so this is a really big question right now that hopefully the lawsuits will resolve. From the Census Bureau's perspective. Now, the big question, will the Census Bureau be able to hire enough workers to collect information from households around the country?
Okay. Thank you. NPR national correspondent Hansi Lo Wang, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.